Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the graph that changed my life. A simple sinus curve with below negative, as that you see everywhere, the sinus curve, and then the zero is in the middle. So we have positive and negative outcomes for our action, like in a sinus graph. Our dark side is a negative outcome that wipes out our positive outcome. If both sides have the same size, you have no outcome at all. For instance, stock market, you buy great stocks and then you buy together with bad stocks, you have no outcome at all. And afterwards, then I decided I just buy ETFs and like the SP 500 ETF, that's good enough for me. No? And then I don't have any negative outcome. No? And the negative outcome contradicts our positive outcome, and then at the end you don't have any outcome. Because your dark side or shadow side or self-sabotage destroys your outcome. For instance, you make money and spend all the money. Regardless of how much money you make, you can't save money. It is not about how much money you make, it is about how much money you keep. Makes sense, no? For instance, relationship. It starts great and ends in fights. Even you can get out of your first battle and go in a honeymoon and then again heavy fighting and so on. This means the relationship will end. So our dark side sabotages again our positive outcome. And all of our self-improvement gets sabotaged. If all of our self-improvement gets sabotaged by our dark sides, this is this normal sinus with a positive and negative, because we get stuck by our dark side. We should look for self-healing of our dark side. And that is so true, not only for relationships, for every part of our life. A trauma, what is not healed, manipulates us in our life so that we're getting exposed to the same situation and with the same outcome. It's just a time bomb inside. And we should get rid of our traumas. If we show on social media how great we are and exclude our failures, then we can't connect truly with friends of our family or spouse. We should be vulnerable. No? We will isolate ourselves, and if we focus only on the positive things, we can't run away from our shadows. We have to heal our dark side. And when we share our failures, we start healing our dark side and connect with people. Everything was easy, everything was positive, and then the next food and blah, blah, blah. No? My God. And then the shows are so sex and so the people are getting jealous, and then jealous people harm you afterwards. No? As this they have found out 100 years ago, no? Don't show your success, no? Because jealousy will destroy that. No? The law of polarity proves that, and the more we focus on one side, the more we attract the opposite side. We should look at our dark side, heal it, and then we still move in up and down movements. But the down movements have a positive outcome, and that is true progress. Have you seen it? Also, the success people have bad days, but they are not so bad that they wipe out the positive outcome. How to solve that? Awareness. Get curious instead of negative judging. Look for your dark side and heal it. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.